Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Wamoto, and in the next few minutes, I'm going to talk about the reality about amapiano South Africans don't really want to hear. The clock starts now.
The latest African album review is...
So, I did the first video about who owns amapiano and what's considered fake, inauthentic amapiano. Now it's time for the other side, because there's always two sides to every story. The other elephant in the room about amapiano, and this can be captured by one statement. Just because you created it doesn't mean no one else can take it or change it to become something else. This applies to music and life in many forms. In this context, though, it's about amapiano. South Africans created it. Where we are in 2022 is a place where I can guarantee that most countries in Africa have done amapiano songs by now. That was always inevitable, seeing how much the genre spread like wildfire during the lockdown days. Amapiano is huge across Africa and is still being discovered. It's getting bigger outside Africa as well. We've seen South African acts going to festivals in the UK, in the States, in Europe, because amapiano is that big. To get to the crux of the story, we need to understand what happens to genres that blow up. To simplify this, when a genre grows and infiltrates different markets, what happens? Some musicians from those markets start to make their own versions of that genre. They probably start by making relatively bad imitations before fusing their own sounds, languages, or genres into it. If we take amapiano itself, it started in Pretoria and grew, city by city, act by act, province by province, until it became a nationwide thing in the whole of South Africa. The Pitori sound will be different to the Joburg sound, which will differ from the Durban sound, and so forth. As such, the 2017 amapiano sound is different from the 2019 sound, which is different from the 2020 sound, and currently the 2022 sound. Hip-hop has gone through this at a grand scale over a longer time. Hip-hop in the US in itself is very different in each state. West Coast hip-hop is different from East Coast hip-hop. Let me not get into hip-hop in Europe, Africa, South America, Asia, Australia, whatever. 90s hip-hop is different from the 2000s hip-hop and the hip-hop we have now. Why I'm telling you all this is, well, because it details the impact of geography and time in music. This is why we're seeing so many new versions of amapiano at this time. It's the impact of amapiano crossing many borders and going through multiple changes over time. This is exactly what happened when Guilty Beats produced all of this for Georgia Smith, which was an amapiano song that caused serious uproar last year with South Africans. They hated the song. They hated the sound because to them, it was not what amapiano was supposed to be. Their gripe with it was the song was not the real amapiano sound, but the other side to it is, did anyone ever stop to hear if Georgia Smith and Guilty Beats were even going for that specific sound? But we also have Chris Brown, Lojay and Sars on one of the hottest Afro piano, amapiano songs I've heard ever in Mona Lisa. The one and only way South Africa could have gatekept amapiano was to never make it at all. Or maybe to make sure the sound never ever gets out of the country, which was basically impossible. We are in the internet age, of course. The moment the songs were available on YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify, Audio Mac, streaming platforms, Fakaza, wherever, for the world to listen, meant that someone was going to hear the music sooner or later, take a liking to it, and do something about it, like try to make it. It also happened that a lot of people loved the sound and honestly really gravitated towards it. What I'm not sure South Africans expected was for the genre to become a sought-after continental sound that non-South Africans and particularly Nigerians would then go on to make, and thus began the problems we're talking about today. Why would anyone make this sound by themselves? Why wouldn't you simply call a South African producer to make it for you? And it's easy, finish and clear. But it's more complex than that. The world doesn't work that way, and who's gonna stop me from trying to create the sound myself anyway? Nobody. The real truth is, once certain genres outgrow their country of origin, it no longer matters as much in an ownership sense, because all the consumer cares about is if the music is dope or not. Every genre has its history. While the rest of Africa and the world acknowledges that South Africa created Amapiano and exported it to the world, there's no mandate for every new Amapiano production to be created on South African soil or by a South African. This is the hard, honest truth. If we then look at the situation, some South Africans online are salty that producers and musicians from Nigeria and other countries are making their own versions of Amapiano now. We actually saw this with Afrobeats when the wider African market tried to make that Afrobeat sound, and Nigerians were like, nah, this ain't it. But where are we now? People just make whatever and it's all good, right? What Nigerians did was they just put their heads down and they were like, okay, we're gonna continue making our sound and we're gonna do the best version of it that's out there. What you gonna do about it? And look at their market now. So when I say some South Africans are salty about the versions of Amapiano being made outside of South Africa, these are versions of the genre that they don't approve of because they don't capture the essence of the South African sound, how it sounds to a South African. And in the last video, I did say, when it comes to music like this, especially Amapiano, Amapiano actually sounds different to people outside South Africa, but not collectively. Just it will sound different to somebody from Latin America. It will sound different to somebody from Europe, just based on the musical training that they've got just over time as a listener of music. Now, I'm here to tell you that nobody can make Amapiano like South Africa does. Nobody. And no one country ever will. There might be one or two that will do it very, very well, but at the core, South Africans will always make the authentic Amapiano sound. The same way no one country can make reggae dancehall like Jamaica does. That's facts. Having said that, nobody can stop Nigeria or any other country from creating new iterations of Amapiano that work for their markets and the consumer of the music. Not even South Africa. It's a much bigger conversation now. What are your thoughts on this topic? Is Amapiano now too big for South Africans to police and gatekeep? Or what's the deal? Let me know in the comments below. And yeah.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.